Tonight's special sports coverage on Fort Recovery Radio is being brought to you by
WPGW AM and FM Portland.
We had some problems getting connected at the beginning of the game. We now join WPGW's Rob Weaver about 5 minutes into the first quarter.
Alexis Gibbons will toss it in. Or I'm sorry. Fort Recovery has the ball. It's Carly Niekamp. Carly Niekamp, who was one of our starters, tosses it in. Here's a shot up by Callie Wendell on a runner. It's no good, and there's a foul called on Arcanum. It's going to be whistled on Caitlin Toy. That will send Callie Wendell to the free throw line. Hopefully get us off this two here. Free throws up, and it is good. And we did get off of the two. It's 10-3 now. Once again, we're coming to you from Arcanum High School in Arcanum, Ohio this evening. First game of the year for the Fort Recovery Lady Indians. This one's up no good this time. Rebound comes down to Arcanum. Getting there was Caroline Long. And up comes Arcanum with the basketball. Over on the left wing it goes to Alexis Gibbons. Back out top to Ashlyn Miller. Over on the right, back over to Gibbons. Back out top to Miller. Back to Gibbons on the left wing. Fires an open shot. Good. Three-point basket for Ashlyn Miller. That makes it now 13-3 for Recovery behind here. Right side it goes. Out top to Maddie Guggenbiller, who's back in the game after she sat out for a little while. Here is Kennedy Mollenkamp, up no good off the left side, about a five-footer. Rebound comes down to Arcanum. And the ball goes out of bounds, last touch by the Indians. So that will give the ball back to the Arcanum Lady Trojans. Once again, the plan tonight is we'll be joining Blackford after this game. Blackford at Muncie Central on the FM side. Jay County's game will come your way about 7:30 on our AM station, 1440 AM and 105.3 FM. Shots fired up on the left side. Again, the rest of the Notre Dame post game is being heard on our AM side right now at 1440 AM and 105.3 FM. Notre Dame with a big win today over Boston College. Here's a shot up and no good at the horn. And that ends the first quarter of play. Fort Recovery only 3 points in the quarter. Arcanum leading 13-3 over the Fort Recovery Lady Indians after one quarter of play. Thanks to Calp Pharmacy for being our first quarter scoreboard sponsor. Once again, Calp Pharmacy is now offering consultations about your Medicare drug coverage. Call Calp Pharmacy for an appointment. They'll be happy to talk to you about your different options on Medicare. A very valuable free session available from Calp Pharmacy. We'll be back right after we pause for this.
There are a lot of things you encounter running your farm that you just can't explain to somebody in a New York City cubicle over the phone. Hi, I'm Connor Rammel with Fort Recovery Insurance. I'm your neighbor, and a lot of what you encounter, I encounter too. I've worked with a lot of your neighbors and helped solve their insurance problems both on and off the farm. You've got unique farming challenges, and I've got a unique solution. We're your local agent for Ohio Mutual Insurance Group. Visit us at FortRecoveryInsurance.com.
Hi, this is Jill Andrews of Calp Pharmacy, a Health Mart pharmacy. If you or a loved one is 65 or over, it's time to review your Medicare Part D coverage. Plan options continue to change every year. If you're concerned about the cost of your Medicare drugs and coverage, Calp Pharmacy can help with a free plan comparison to make sure you get the medications you need. To set up a free Medicare plan review, visit us in Fort Recovery, Ohio, Union City, and Bern, Indiana, or call 1-800-686-2314. Calp Pharmacy, caring for you and about you.
Back here at Arcanum High School, we start the second quarter of play. Fort Recovery trailing 13-3, and there's a traveling call on Fort Recovery to start the quarter. Not a good start. Out there for Fort Recovery right now, we have Kennedy Mollenkamp. Also in the lineup is Carly Niekamp, Callie Wendell. Also, we have Sage Luthold out there. And the other one is Eva Collig. Here's a shot from the left side. It's up and no good by Arcanum. Missing that was Miller. Rebound, Lady Trojans. They throw it away. Fort Recovery should get the ball. Yes, they tried to pass inside, and it was deflected by Arcanum inside and out of bounds. So Fort Recovery gets the ball. Arcanum applying some pressure, but not massive pressure here. Down comes Fort Recovery with the ball. Callie Wendell with it, dribbling to the left, being guarded very closely there by Ashlyn Miller. Left side to Kennedy Mollenkamp, out three-point line. Spins, fell down, picked up by Arcanum. Coming up with the ball was Brooke Anderson. Down they come, it's up and good by Arcanum's Faith Wooten. She gets her first basket of the night. That makes the score 15-3. Here's an outside shot by Callie Wendell, no good. Rebound comes to Wendell. Wendell comes underneath, dumps it off to Mollenkamp, who's open and scores. Give Callie Wendell the assist, and Kennedy Mollenkamp gets the basket. And the Indians now have 5 points, trailing 15-5 here in the second quarter on the K&L Tractor Sales and Service second quarter scoreboard. You're a New Holland and Kloss Farm Equipment dealer, K&L Tractor Sales and Service. Here's Brooke Anderson up and in. She scores for her fifth point of the night. That makes the score now 17-5, Arcanum by 12. Right side to Sage Luthold, tries it up and in to Callie Wendell. It's deflected, picked up by Fort Recovery's Carly Niekamp, and she was fouled in the act of shooting, missed the shot. Carly at the free throw line. She's only a sophomore. She's a pretty good-sized young lady, 5'11". Bounces the basketball, puts it up, and it is good. Carly Niekamp picks up her first point of the evening. Once again, after this game, we're going to join the Blackford at Muncie Central game tonight. And again, if you want to listen to Jay County's game with Winchester tonight, which will be a big game for the Lady Patriots, you can hear that at 1440 AM, 105.3 FM. That one's up and also good as she actually banked in the free throw, but hey, we'll take it. And don't forget, if you have trouble listening on the radio stations because you're too far away, you can always listen on your smartphone. Just go to WPGWradio.com on your smartphone. You can listen to either of our stations on your smartphone, WPGWradio.com. Shots fired up, no good. Rebound, Sage Luthold, and there is a foul called on the Lady Trojans, Caroline Long. She missed the shot and then tried to make up for it and came back, tried to get the rebound and ended up fouling Fort Recovery. Holly Gann, the head coach of the Lady Indians, Abby Moore, the head coach of Arcanum, both are athletic directors at their respective schools. Kennedy Mollenkamp brings it down right side. There's Sage Luthold firing and missing, a little bit too long. Rebound Arcanum, fast break going. Knocked away by Callie Wendell. It'll be given out of bounds. Callie knocked that out of the hands of Kylie Freeman. Again, we welcome those of you listening on FortRecoveryRadio.com tonight. Again, we're here on WPGW-FM at 100.9 on the FM dial. That shot's up and no good by Arcanum, but Arcanum stole it right back after Fort Recovery had the rebound. And missing the shot for Arcanum was Ashlyn Miller. And then she came down with the rebound, but she was standing on the end line, so that gave the ball back to Fort Recovery. Sage Luthold will go out for the Lady Indians, and Maddie Guggenbiller will come back in for Fort Recovery. 17-7 score. Right side, back outside to Maddie Guggenbiller, firing it up, no good. And it is good. It rolls in there. They give her a three-point basket there. It's 5 points on the night now for Maddie. 17-10 now. Lady Indians only trailing by seven. They had a double-digit deficit there for a while. We're in the second quarter, brought to you by K&L Tractor Sales and Service, your New Holland and Kloss farm equipment dealer. Shots up, no good by Arcanum. Rebound comes down to Carly Niekamp for Fort Recovery. Right side to Kennedy Mullenkamp. Mullenkamp back out to Callie Wendell. Wendell will pass over here to Eva Collig. Collig down to Carly Niekamp. Niekamp in the lane, back outside to Guggenbiller. Guggenbiller fakes a shot, dribbles. Back outside to Callie Wendell. Here's Carly Niekamp to Callie Wendell. Lady Indians only down by 7 at the moment, 17-10. We could use a basket here, that's for sure, in the K&L Tractor Sales and Service second quarter. Kennedy Mullenkamp, right side it goes to Carly Niekamp. 3:57 to go in the quarter. Here's Maddie Guggenbiller, banks it in. 7 points for Maddie, and timeout is called for Arcanum. 17-12, Lady Indians only down by 5. We'll be back in just a moment. Timeout on the court.
Hello, I'm Kenny Canute from K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio. For a tractor with big chore versatility and power, ask us at K&L Tractor in Fort Recovery about the 140 to 165 horsepower T7 series tractors from New Holland. They're the all-around workhorse you need for loading, haymaking, mixing feed, and spreading manure. They offer choice of transmissions and unmatched versatility to power implements on front or back. Plus, you work your best in the quiet comfort of a Horizon cab. See us at K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery today.
And once again, K&L Tractor Sales and Service is our second quarter scoreboard sponsor. See the Great Plains TurboMax, a vertical tillage tool for all seasons, available at K&L Tractor Sales and Service in Fort Recovery, Ohio. The Great Plains TurboMax. Arcanum with the ball. They lead here by 5. Shot from the left side by Millers. No good. Way off the mark. Rebound. Sage Luthold. Sage dumps it out to Eva Collig. Over on the right to Kennedy Mullenkamp. Mullenkamp comes down across the timeline, dribbles towards the baseline, goes all the way under, puts it up, no good, and she's fouled in the act of shooting. And Kennedy will be at the free throw line with 2 shots. She has 2 points on the night on a 2-point basket. Kennedy dribbling the basketball, puts it up there, and it is no good off the back of the rim. We will have a Fort Recovery boys broadcast next Saturday. Fort Recovery and South Adams next Saturday night. This free throw's up and good by Kennedy Mullenkamp. That makes the score 17-13 now. The lead is only 4. I think maybe it was 12 points at one time. Arcanum with the ball. It's out of bounds. Should be. Oh, they're going to give it to Arcanum. I thought that might have gone off of the Lady Trojans, Caitlin Toy, but the official said no, so Arcanum gets it out of bounds on the baseline. Here's a pass back outside. Your dealer for those dependable New Holland tractors, K&L Tractor Sales and Service, Fort Recovery. There's a 3-point basket, a swisharoo by Arcanum's Brooke Anderson. She has a total of 8 points on the night now, leading her team in scoring. And it's 20-13. Fort Recovery down by 7. Inside to Carly Niekamp. Back outside it goes to Callie Wendell. Wendell back on the left to Carly Niekamp. Dribbling the ball. Stopping. Passing over here to Callie Wendell. Right side Kennedy Mullenkamp firing and hitting. 2-point basket, they say, for Kennedy Mullenkamp. It gives her 5 on the evening. 20-15 now. Fort Recovery back to within 5. Have 2:27 remaining here in this first half of play. Left side, here's a drive. It's up and in. Scoring on the play was Caitlin Toy, her 6th point of the night on 3 2-point baskets. Callie Wendell with the ball for Fort Recovery. Indians trail by 7, 22-15. Eva Collig out top to Carly Nichols. Nichols lost the ball, picked up by Arcanum. Arcanum brings it down the court. Brooke Anderson, she'll pass off underneath, up and in on a layup for Faith Wooten. Wooten makes it now, 24-15. Indians down by 9 again. We had cut it down to 4 at one time, but it's back up to 9. Out front, Sage Luthold, right side to Carly DeCamp puts it up. No good by Carly. She has not taken many shots tonight. Missed that one. Rebound comes down to Arcanum. We're in Arcanum, Ohio tonight. Opening game of the year for the Fort Recovery Lady Indians. Callie Wendell will steal the ball. Here she comes all the way. Stops, fires, and is fouled from behind by Arcanum's Brooke Anderson. Don't forget, you'll find the Endurance line of litter spreaders from BBI at K&L Tractor Sales and Service at the south edge of Fort Recovery on State Route 49. The Endurance line of litter spreaders, you can't beat them. Available at K&L Tractor Sales and Service. Callie Wendell puts the free throw up and in for her second point of the night. She will have one more. Bob Stogler down there keeping the book for the Lady Indians for another year. His free throw's up and good. Bob Stogler loves the Indians, that's for sure. The loyal volunteer for the Fort Recovery school system. Arcanum with the ball, almost stealing it was Callie Wendell. Back outside it goes. No good by Arcanum. Rebound Arcanum. Here's a shot from outside. No good. Rebound comes down to Arcanum again. Here's a shot up and no good again by Arcanum. Rebound out of bounds off Arcanum. Fort Recovery finally gets the ball. Caitlin Toy missed that last shot. You know, for outstanding service for all of your farm and lawn and garden equipment, see K&L Tractor Sales and Service, State Route 49, the south edge of Fort Recovery. 24-17, Lady Indians only down by seven here. Oh, we lost the ball out of bounds, but they say it was last touched by Brooke Anderson, who tipped it out for Arcanum. So Carly Niekamp will toss it in here for the Lady Indians. We need a basket here to draw back to within 5 points before the end of the second quarter. Only 19 seconds remaining here. Again, I'm Rob Weaver. Nate Christman's our studio producer back in Portland. Neil Spencer's here at the game site for FortRecoveryRadio.com. Left side, Guggenbiller. Maddie will pass back out top to Kennedy Mollenkamp. Right side to Callie Wendell. Wendell looks, fires a three. No good, a little off. Rebound comes to Niekamp. Firing is Wendell again. No good again. Callie just can't get the ball to go down. And the second quarter comes to a close with Arcanum leading by a score of 24-17. Again, we're not playing any JV basketball this year for Fort Recovery girls basketball, as there are not enough players on the team. The varsity roster tonight has 2, 4, 6, 8, 9 active players listed. There's two others, but Kenzie Garkey is injured. I think she's done for the year. And there's another player on the roster who is apparently injured or something, and she is not playing tonight. It's a name that I'm not familiar with, to be quite honest, so I won't even try to say it. 24-17 at the halftime. Arcanum leads by 7. Lady Indians hanging right in there. Don't give up on them. Thanks to K&L Tractor Sales and Service in Fort Recovery for being our second quarter scoreboard sponsor. Your New Holland and Kloss Farm Equipment dealer, K&L Tractor Sales and Service, Fort Recovery, Ohio. We'll be back with the halftime stats coming your way in just a moment.
For mechanical work on cars, vans, and more, see Wayne Oil on Portside Street, Fort Recovery, Ohio. Farmers, don't forget, Wayne Oil opens daily at 7 a.m. They have tires by Michelin, Firestone, Goodyear, and Mastercraft. Plus, Wayne Oil supplies home, farm, and industrial heating oil, too. Call Wayne Oil in Fort Recovery, 419-375-4256.
At the St. Henry Bank, we take pride in taking care of you, and we want you to know that it's never too early to start planning for your retirement. Let's face it, in this day and age, you can no longer solely depend on Social Security and your pension to get you through your retirement years. At the St. Henry Bank, we're here to help. We're your retirement planning center, and we can show you the different ways to plan best for your future.
Taking care of you.
Stop in and see us today. The St. Henry Bank in St. Henry and Maria Stein, large enough to serve you, small enough to know you. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
A lot of land comes with a lot of work. The Kubota MX Series has a lot to offer. Part of our under 100 horsepower tractor lineup, rated number one for reliability, they feature the versatility to mow, move hay bales, grade roads, and clear brush and snow. Visit your local Kubota dealer today. Go to KubotaUSA.com for full disclaimer.
Your local Kubota dealer is Hall Brothers in Fort Recovery, Ohio.
At Cooper Farms, family first isn't just a saying. It's our culture.
I like that the company has a value system that I can subscribe to. Things that are important to the organization are also things that are important to me. We have very caring and competent leaders that value family.
Join the family. Apply online at CooperFarms.com. Cooper Farms, more than a workplace.
Hey, we appreciate all the sponsors, you folks, here in the broadcast tonight, and that includes, and by the way, if you'd like to get involved with sponsoring the Fort Recovery Lady Indians or the boys' basketball team, just give us a call at the radio station. We'll be happy to talk to you about the various advertising options. Our sponsors tonight include Hall Brothers Incorporated, Calp Pharmacy, Cooper Farms, K&L Tractor Sales and Service, Fort Recovery Insurance, Wayne Oil, and the St. Henry Bank. Thanks to all those great people. The Family Dentistry Office of Dr. Thomas Banta would like to wish the Fort Recovery Lady Indians the best of luck in tonight's basketball game. Fort Recovery Lady Indians battling Arcanum here this evening. The Family Dentistry Office of Dr. Tom Banta on Highway 67. At the west edge of Portland, Dr. Banta would love to be your family's dentist. He is accepting new patients. Good luck, Lady Indians, from the Family Dentistry Office of Dr. Tom Banta. Okay, at halftime, here's what we have so far. Again, Fort Recovery trailed 13-3 at the first quarter, a rough start for the Lady Indians, and I think it was 15-3 at one time before the Lady Indians finally got going. Cut the lead to 4, and then here at halftime, the lead's back up to 7 for Arcanum at 24-17. For Fort Recovery, we have Maddie Guggenbiller with a total of 7 points in the game. I think that all came in the first quarter of play. Kennedy Mollenkamp, and by the way, Maddie has 2 twos and a 3-pointer for her 7 points. Kennedy Mollenkamp has 5 points on 2 2-point goals and 1 out of 2 at the free throw line. Callie Wendell has 3 points on 3 out of 4 at the line. Just can't get the ball to fall from long distance, but she will eventually. And Carly Niekamp has 2 points on 2 out of 2 at the free throw line for tonight. Once again, Maddie Guggenbiller with 7. Kennedy Mullenkamp with 5. 3 points for Callie Wendell and 2 for Carly Niekamp. For the Arcanum Lady Trojans, they have Caitlin Toy with 6 points tonight on 3 2-point baskets. Brooke Anderson actually leads the team in scoring with 8. She has 2 2-point baskets, a 3-pointer, and 1 out of 1 at the free throw line. Faith Wooten has 4 points on 2 2-point goals. Also chipping in with 3 points was Ashlyn Miller on a 3-point shot. 2 points for Riley Leeper on a 2-point basket. And Alexis Gibbons was 1 out of 2, and she has 1 point on the night. So again, Brooke Anderson with 8, Caitlin Toy with 6, followed by 4 points for Faith Wooten, 3 for Ashlyn Miller, 2 for Riley Leeper, and 1 for Alexis Gibbons. Those are your halftime scores. Again, there's no junior varsity team this year, so most of the Lady Indian varsity games will be starting at 6 instead of the 7:30 start time. They're going to go ahead and just to start the games at 6. A few nights, the freshman boys team playing a game prior to the girls' game. So on those nights, the girls won't start playing until about 7:30. So that'll be kind of a nice opportunity for the freshman boys team to get some extra publicity, so to speak, as they play before the girls crowd, either home or away. There are not a lot of those, but there are a few of those. You're listening to WPGW-FM in Portland, Indiana, 100.9 on the FM dial. Again, following this game, we will be going to Muncie Central, the famed Muncie Fieldhouse, as Ed Thurman will bring you the game between Blackford and Muncie Central in girls basketball tonight. Blackford's girls basketball team currently undefeated on the season. I think they're 5-0 right now, so they're off to a terrific start. On our other side, Jay County, who is 4-1 on the year. Maybe 3-1. I think Jay County's 3-1 on the year. They will be hosting Winchester tonight, and you can hear that game at 105.3 FM or 1440 AM. And again, I remind you that if you're having trouble hearing our stations because of where you live, you're just too far out of town, you can always listen on your smartphone. Simply take your smartphone and type in the address WPGWradio.com. That's WPGWradio.com, and tap on Listen Live. We'll be back with the start of the second half from Arcanum High School. Fort Recovery trailing here at halftime 24-17, right after we pause for this.
Your home is your biggest investment, and at the St. Henry Bank, we can show you how you can make the equity you've built up in your home work for you. With a home equity loan from the St. Henry Bank, you can use the money to make your home improvements, consolidate credit card debt, pay for college, take that dream vacation you've always wanted. The St. Henry Bank helps you unlock endless possibilities. Stop in and see us today.
We take pride in taking care of you.
The St. Henry Bank in St. Henry and Maria Stein, large enough to serve you, small enough to know you. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
For mechanical work on cars, vans, and more, see Wayne Oil on Portside Street, Fort Recovery, Ohio. Farmers, don't forget, Wayne Oil opens daily at 7 a.m. They have tires by Michelin, Firestone, Goodyear, and Mastercraft. Plus, Wayne Oil supplies home, farm, and industrial heating oil, too. Call Wayne Oil in Fort Recovery, 419-375-4256.
Hi, this is Jill Andrews of Kalp Pharmacy, a Health Mart pharmacy. If you or a loved one is 65 or over, it's time to review your Medicare Part D coverage. Plan options continue to change every year. If you are concerned about the cost of your Medicare drugs and coverage, Kalp Pharmacy can help with a free plan comparison to make sure you get the medications you need. To set up a free Medicare plan review, visit us in Fort Recovery, Ohio, Union City, and Bern, Indiana, or call 1-800-686-2314. Kalp Pharmacy, caring for you and about you.
Okay, Fort Recovery just got out here. They were a little late getting out from the locker room, but we're set to go now. Arcanum will have the ball to start the second half of play. Our third quarter scoreboard sponsor tonight, your friends at Cooper Farms, with many area locations. They invite you to work for Cooper Farms. Check out their website. And again, check out all the job opportunities. Three-point shots up and no good by Arcanum. Rebound Arcanum again. Ball's loose now, picked up by Fort Recovery, but we have a jump ball. And it's going to go to Fort Recovery on the alternating possession. Callie Wendell was down there battling away for it. Again, I'm Rob Weaver. And once again, Nate Christman's our studio producer. You're listening to WPGW-FM at 100.9 on the FM dial. And also FortRecoveryRadio.com tonight. Back outside it goes. There's Sage Luthold with it. She'll pass over to Callie Wendell on the left wing. Callie dribbling, comes in, has the ball, shot blocked, picked up by Arcanum. Now Fort Recovery gets it back. Kennedy Mullenkamp to Niekamp, up no good underneath. Battle for the rebound comes down to Arcanum to Alexis Gibbons. Gibbons with the ball out front, passing out top to Brooke Anderson. Brooke dribbling to the left. Hands it off to Miller now. Back over it goes to Kylie Freeman. There's Miller with the basketball. Back out to Freeman. Right side. Caitlin Toy with it now. She'll pass back out top to Ashlyn Miller. Miller, Callie Wendell steals the ball on the pass. Callie comes down, stops, and lost the ball. Had nobody to pass to. Arcanum fast break going, and they missed the layup. Got a break on that one. DeCamp feeds over to Kennedy Mollenkamp. She'll bring it down. Right side, Sage Luthold up on the glass, no good. Rebound up and no good by Carly DeCamp, but she'll be at the line with two shots. Carly, 2 out of 2 at the line tonight. Maybe she'll be 4 out of 4 here. This would bring us back to within 5 points if she can hit these free throws. Once again, Holly Gann, the head coach of the Lady Indians. Free throws up and no good by Carly this time. Abby Moore, the head coach of the girls for Arcanum. Interesting side note that both ladies are athletic directors for their respective schools. Here's Niekamp firing it up, and it is no good. Rebound comes down to Arcanum. Getting the board there was Kylie Freeman. Over to Ashlyn Miller now. Top of the key, passes on the right. Back out top it goes, and around the horn over on the left wing to Caitlin Toy. Back out top to Miller, firing and missing. Rebound, Maddie Guggenbiller. Guggenbiller wrestled it away from Arcanum. Over to Kennedy Mollenkamp. Mollenkamp down on the right side to Carly Niekamp. Down low to Sage Luthold. Luthold double-teamed. Dribbles, passes back out to Maddie Guggenbiller. Guggenbiller free throw line. On the left side it goes to Callie Wendell. And off of Callie passed into Kennedy Mollenkamp, and it went off of Kennedy's fingertips and out of bounds. Again, our third quarter scoreboard sponsor, Cooper Farms. Cooper Farms offering a complete program for your swine, beef, and dairy feeds, plus professional nutritional support as well at Cooper Farms. Here's a shot up and in by Arcanum. Scoring for the Lady Trojans was Alexis Gibbons. That's her first basket of the night. 3 points on the evening for her. Here's Sage Luthold with it. Left side to Callie Wendell. Wendell dribbling the ball, passing to Carly Niekamp. Free throw line. Shot up and good. There's her first basket of the night for Carly Niekamp. I don't know if that's her first varsity basket of her career or not, but nice for her to get that. Ball's tipped out of bounds, and last touched by Callie Wendell, apparently. Arcanum tosses it in. 7-point lead, 26-19. Miller out front. She'll pass off to Caitlin Toy. She is guarded by Sage Luthold. Hands it off. Left side it goes to Ashlyn Miller. Miller dribbling the basketball. Guarded by Callie Wendell. Fort Recovery being very aggressive on defense here in this Cooper Farms third quarter of play. Lady Indians trailing 26-19. Out front with the basketball is Alexis Gibbons. She'll fire, and it's inside the three-point line. No good. Rebound, Arcanum up, no good. Rebound, Kennedy Mollenkamp on the missed shot by Caitlin Toy. Mollenkamp will bring it up across the timeline. Comes down, stops, fires, no good. Rebound comes down to Arcanum to Riley Leeper. Leeper will feed off to Ashlyn Miller. We're down to 3:48 to go here in the Cooper Farms third quarter. Right side it goes to Alexis Gibbons. Gibbons cross-court pass on the left wing. And there's going to be a foul called on Fort Recovery. It's going to be called on Callie Wendell. Not a shooting foul. It'll be out of bounds. And tossing it in here will be Caitlin Toy for Arcanum. Just a reminder, tomorrow night we'll be broadcasting the Fort Recovery Community Thanksgiving Service from the church there south of Fort Recovery on the Union City Road, I believe. That'll be at 7 o'clock. You can tune in tomorrow night for the Fort Recovery Community Thanksgiving service at 7 p.m. tomorrow evening. Or you're invited to attend in person. Outside, there's Niekamp, or I should say there's Gibbons firing, missing, Alexis Gibbons for Arcanum. And Kennedy Mullenkamp came down with the rebound. Across the timeline, over to Carly Niekamp. Back out front, it goes to Sage Luthold. Luthold to Callie Wendell. Open from three, does not go. She just can't get the ball to go down tonight. Ball's tipped out of bounds. For the Lady Indian machine to be working, you need to get some scoring out of Callie from the field, and she has not been able to find that tonight. She has no field goals on the night. Into Kennedy Mullenkamp, shots blocked, got the rebound up, no good again. Rebound comes down to Arcanum. Getting the board was Caroline Long. Now bringing it up is Ashlyn Miller for Arcanum. Feeds over to Alexis Gibbons. Gibbons dribbling, working against Carly Niekamp. Comes down the left, puts it up, it's no good. Rebound comes to a colleague for Fort Recovery, and it goes off of Kennedy Mullenkamp and out of bounds. Eva Colligan in there instead of Maddie Guggenbiller at the moment. Maddie had quite a few points early, 7 points, I think, in the first quarter, but, well, not in the first quarter, but the first and second quarters. But has not had any sense. Arcanum with the ball. They lead 26-19. Arcanum's helping us out. They're not scoring, but we can't score either. Right side, and there's a shot up. It's no good. A wild shot. Rebound Eva Kollig on the missed basket by Faith Wooten. Here comes Fort Recovery. Kennedy Mullenkamp with the basketball. Right side it goes to Callie Wendell. As the pass deflected out of bounds, it's going to be given to the Arcanum Lady Trojans. Last touch by Fort Recovery. Timeout Arcanum. 1:58 to go here in the third quarter of play on the Cooper Farms scoreboard. Check out the many employment opportunities at Cooper Farms by going to CooperFarmsJoinOurTeam.com. That's CooperFarmsJoinOurTeam.com.
Hello, I'm Kenny Canope from K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio. Whether you work in landscaping, farming, or construction, New Holland 300 Series skid steers and compact loaders are reliable workhorses to stand up to any challenge you face. We at K&L Tractor Sales can show you the many New Holland advantages that allow you to work more efficiently, like the patented Super Boom technology that delivers maximum reach at full height and easy servicing. Stop by K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery to see New Holland skid steer and compact track loader.
Promotion from within the company is huge, and it's very much supported by the owners.
At Cooper Farms, we value hard work and dedication toward bettering yourself, and we reward that. We know that our team members are the key to our success.
We offer them classes. We help them try to get to that next level. We want them to learn. The people are our asset.
Apply online at CooperFarms.com. Cooper Farms, more than a workplace.
Rob Weaver here at Arcanum High School. Arcanum has the ball as they resume action, leading 26-19 over Fort Recovery. 1:53 to go in the third quarter on the Cooper Farms scoreboard. Inside to Gibbons. Lost it. Saves it to Arcanum. Back outside it goes. With the ball there is Riley Leeper. She'll pass back outside to Alexis Gibbons. Back to Leeper. Over on the right it goes. There's Toy on the wing. Pass inside to Gibbons is knocked away by Fort Recovery, and they say it went off of the Lady Trojans, so Fort Recovery gets the basketball back. Ashlyn Miller is going to report back in here for Arcanum in a moment. Kennedy Mullenkamp will come up across the timeline for Fort Recovery. Lady Indians in their purple uniforms tonight, being on the road here at Arcanum. Sage Luthold back outside to Maddie Guggenbiller. Maddie looking for a teammate, goes right side to Sage Luthold. Luthold way outside, over to Maddie Guggenbiller on the left at the three-point line. Eva Kollig with it now, right side to Callie Wendell. Wendell drives in, stops, feeds back out to Mullenkamp. Back out top to Sage Luthold. She's wide open, firing and missing. Rebound comes down, out of bounds. It's going to be given to Fort Recovery. Last touch by Arcanum. Here comes Ashlyn Miller in for the Lady Trojans, and leaving will be Caitlin Toy. Toy has 6 points, all in the first half. Inside the safe, Sage Luthold, and the ball is knocked out of bounds by Faith Wooten. Shot was blocked there by Wooten. So Fort Recovery will put it in play underneath our own hoop here. Eva Collig into Kennedy Mullenkamp, up no good. Rebound comes down to Wooten for Arcanum. Wooten's a pretty tall young lady. They don't have their size listed here on the program, but I think she's taller than anybody on either of these two teams. Here's a drive to the hoop and a foul's on Fort Recovery as Alexis Gibbons was driving in and she was fouled on a reach in. Going to give two shots here to Alexis Gibbons. I think they called that on Callie, or on Eva Collig, rather. Eva Collig gets called for the foul. Free throws up and good by Alexis Gibbons. That's her fourth point of the night. She will have one more. It is up and it is good. Again, after this game, we're going to be going to the Muncie Fieldhouse, joining Ed Thurman as he's going to bring you the girls' game between Blackford and Muncie Central tonight. Blackford undefeated on the year at 5-0, trying to move their record to 6-0. Here's Maddie Guggenbiller firing a three, no good from the right side. Rebound is battled for, bodies all over the place, and Arcanum comes up with the ball. Ashlyn Miller with it. Left side it goes to Gibbons. Back out top to Miller. Back to Alexis Gibbons. Dumps it down low. There's a hook shot up. No good at the horn by Caroline Long. And that ends the quarter as Arcanum has expanded their lead, although they only scored 4 points in the quarter, but we only scored two. So Arcanum now leads 28-19 here at Arcanum. Still not impossible to come back, but the Lady Indians, boy, our field goal shooting percentage is absolutely horrible tonight. We need to get that changed. We'll be back in a moment right after this.
Your home is your castle, but do you have a round table of knights to consistently guard your castle? Hi, I'm Connor Rammel with Fort Recovery Insurance with even a better solution. Let's put together a policy with Ohio Mutual Insurance Group, and we can provide you with a Simply Safe security system for free. I think it's better than a moat to guard your castle and no digging required. Call me for details and let's get your castle protected. FortRecoveryInsurance.com.
Back here once again at Arcanum High School. Arcanum, Ohio, where the score is Fort Recovery trailing the Arcanum Lady Trojans by a score of 28-19. Again, Rob Weaver here from Arcanum, along with our studio producer, Nate Crispin. We're also on FortRecoveryRadio.com tonight. And again, Mr. Neil Spencer, as usual, here at the game site. And here we go with Arcanum with the basketball to start the fourth quarter of play. Thanks to Cooper Farms for being our third quarter scoreboard sponsor. Cooper Farms in Fort Recovery, St. Henry, Coldwater, and Rossburg, Ohio. Here is Carly Niekamp knocking the ball away, but Arcanum got it back. Now they're going to call a foul, I think, on Kennedy Mullenkamp. Yep. That's only the first one. That's the one plus for Fort Recovery. No foul problems here tonight. Inbounds pass to Arcanum. Here's an outside shot. It's no good. Short. Rebound comes down to Gibbons of Arcanum. Ball's loose. Picked up by Kennedy Mullenkamp. Mullenkamp will bring it up. Come on, ladies. Get some baskets here. Kennedy Mullenkamp, right side it goes to Sage Luthold. Luthold to Callie Wendell. Wendell dribbling the basketball. Right side it goes to Niekamp to Guggenbiller. And Guggenbiller's on the floor. And its pass is deflected and stolen by Arcanum. Down comes Toy. She missed the opportunity for the shot. And the ball is tipped out of bounds by Fort Recovery. Tossing it in here will be Brooke Anderson. Pass comes in. There's Gibbons firing. Alexis Gibbons, no good. Rebound up. No good by Brooke Anderson. And the ball goes out of bounds. Last touch by Arcanum. Oh, they called a foul. Foul's called on Wooten. Faith Wooten gets called for a foul, and the ball goes to Fort Recovery. That was the first one on her. Again, our next Fort Recovery broadcast next Saturday, we'll be bringing you the South Adams and Fort Recovery boys game on the radio. I believe that's at Fortside Fieldhouse. I think that's the opening game of the year for the Fort Recovery boys, and we'll have it for you. Shots fired up. No good by Eva Kollig. Rebound comes down to the Lady Trojans of Arcanum. Underneath Wooten, missed the shot, got her own rebounds and scores. Faith Wooten with 6 points now, all on two-point baskets. And it's now 30-19. Time starting to run out here for the Lady Indians. Here's a shot by Niekamp. Air ball, no good by Carly. Rebound comes down to Arcanum. Maddie Guggenbiller is going to report back in for Fort Recovery. Outside, there's Gibbons inside, lost the ball. Picked up by Niekamp. Comes down, stops. Feeds off to Sage Luthold. Right side it goes to Callie Wendell. Inside to Mullenkamp. Hooks the shot up, no good, and she's fouled in the act of shooting. They're going to call that foul on Brooke Anderson. So to the line will go Kennedy Mullenkamp. She's been there one other time as one out of two at the free throw line. She will have two shots here. First one is no good off the back of the rim. One more for Kennedy Mullenkamp. Again, there's no JV team for Fort Recovery this year due to a lack of numbers. So the varsity games usually start at 6. So don't wait till 7:30. You'll miss the game. Second free throw is good by Kennedy Mullenkamp. And there's timeout called here. So, again, we'll just keep it right here. You're listening to WPGW FM in Portland, Indiana, 100.9 on the FM dial. Fort Recovery battling Arcanum here tonight. It is almost 7 o'clock. You're listening to WPGW FM in Portland, Indiana, Jay Country 101 Radio. We will also have Jay County's game tonight. That'll be on our AM side at 1440 AM and 105.3 FM. And I do emphasize to you, if you have trouble hearing any of the games because you're a little bit far away from Jay County or from Portland, you can always listen on your smartphone. Just go to WPGWradio.com and tap on Listen Live. There's a connection there for the FM. There's a connection there for the AM side at the top of that page, WPGWradio.com. Or we're also on the TuneIn app. Some of you use the TuneIn app, but you don't have to use TuneIn. You can just directly log on to WPGWradio.com. Arcanum with the ball as we resume action. A 10-point lead for the Trojans, 30-20. Out front with the basketball is Alexis Gibbons. Right side it goes to Brooke Anderson. And the ball's tipped away and stolen by Kennedy Mullenkamp. Here she comes. Down, up, and good. Kennedy Mullenkamp, big steal. That gives her a total of 8 points on the night. She's leading our team in scoring. 30-22 now is the score. 8-point lead for Arcanum. They have the ball. There's still plenty of time. 5:10 to go in the game here in the fourth quarter. Inside, back outside. There is Miller firing and missing. Rebound, Arcanum missing. Rebound, Arcanum missing again, but a foul's on Fort Recovery as Kylie Freeman was fouled there in the act of shooting. Going to call that on Carly Niekamp. Number one on Carly. Again, we have nobody in foul trouble here, thank goodness. Free throw is up and off the front of the rim. No good by Kylie Freeman. She will have one more. Eva Colley will leave the lineup, and Sage Luthold comes back in for Fort Recovery. This is up and off the rim, no good. Rebound comes down, and there's going to be a jump ball call. And on the alternating possession, it goes to Fort Recovery. So both those free throw opportunities were missed there. Here's Callie Wendell still looking for her first field goal of the night. Unbelievable. Carly Niekamp over to Wendell. Wendell dribbles, drives, fires. Oh, it doesn't go in. Layup is missed. Rebound comes to Arcanum. That would have cut the lead to 6 points there. That would have been a big basket, but we didn't get it. Here's Miller with the ball for Arcanum, being hawked by Callie Wendell, and Callie's going to be called for a foul. That's number two on Callie Wendell. 4:25 remaining here in this game. Lady Indians down by 8 points. Here comes the inbounds pass to Arcanum's Caitlin Toy. She dribbles to the right, hawked by Sage Luthold. And timeout called by Arcanum. Timeout Arcanum. 4:18 remaining in the game. Fort Recovery trailing 30-22. We'll be back in a moment.
The versatile Kubota B-Series is a do-it-all tractor. Part of our under 100-horsepower tractor lineup rated number one for reliability. You can run powerful attachments that can be easily switched out. The Kubota B-Series. Talk to your local Kubota dealer today to schedule a demo. Go to KubotaUSA.com for full disclaimer.
Your local Kubota dealer is Hall Brothers in Fort Recovery, Ohio.
Been a rough night offensively for Fort Recovery so far. We had 3 points in the first quarter. We did get 14 points in the second quarter, but only 2 points in the third quarter. And then here in this quarter, we only have 3 points so far. But there's still 4 minutes to go here in the quarter. Arcanum puts the ball in play. With it is Brooke Anderson. There's a whistle and a foul is called on Callie Wendell. That's number three on Callie. 30-22 to go, or 30-22 the score, with 4:12 to go in the game. Arcanum is in the lead by 8 points. Out front with it is Brooke Anderson. She will pass over to Alexis Gibbons. Back out top, back to Anderson on the left. Tries to pass inside. Stolen by Fort Recovery. Sage Luthold knocked it away and saved it to Kennedy Mullenkamp. Here's Callie Wendell, open from three, in and out, no good. Rebound, Kennedy Mullenkamp, oh, no good, right underneath. Rebound comes to Arcanum. Man, we just can't get the ball on the hoop tonight. 3:35 to go. Fort Recovery down 30-22, Arcanum with the ball. Inside, turnaround shot is no good. Rebound out of bounds off of Arcanum. Knocking that ball out of bounds there off the leg of Alexis Gibbons. So Fort Recovery will get the basketball back. Well, again, 3:24 to go. We get a basket here. We're only down by six. So this game's still within reach if we can get something going here. But somebody needs to turn the light switch on. Our shooting percentage is absolutely horrible tonight. I wouldn't be surprised if it's in the teens. There's a foul called on Arcanum. Alexis Gibbons called for the foul. Not the one for Arcanum's Riley Leeper. Leeper gets her second basket of the night. And that makes it now 32-22. 10-point lead with 2:43 to go. And with the way we're shooting the ball, this game might be over. Here's Maddie Guggenbiller, good from three. Just as I say that, Maddie Guggenbiller gets her first basket of the second half. Makes it 32-25. Maddie has a total of 10 points on the night now. She leads the team in scoring, and there is traveling called on Arcanum. On Ashlyn Miller, good solid defense there for the Lady Indians. No complaints on our defensive side. The gals are really hustling out there, playing good defense. We just can't score. Kennedy Mollenkamp with the basketball. Over it goes to Carly Niekamp. Maddie Guggenbiller, another three. Get in there. Yes! Maddie Guggenbiller, another three. And that makes it a seven-point game. 32-25. Timeout on the court by Arcanum. Lady Indians, actually a five-point game. 32-28. Scorekeeper a little slow getting the score up there. 32-28. Indians only down by five they've got about 3 minutes to go. We'll be back in a moment.
Hi, this is Kyle Andrews of Cal Pharmacy, a locally owned Health Mart pharmacy. Give the gift of comfort this holiday season with a Golden Technology seat lift chair for your loved one. We have a large assortment of chairs in stock, various sizes, styles, fabrics, and colors to choose from. And we offer the best guarantee in the business. Let our experienced customer service specialist help you choose a perfect seat lift chair. Our showroom is located south of Fort Recovery, just off State Route 49. Health Mart, caring for you and about you.
Hello, I'm Kenny Canoe from K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio. Building the future starts with the right tools. That's why you should ask us at K&L about the hardworking, dependable constructed equipment from New Holland, including skid steer loaders, compact track loaders, loader backhoes, tractor loaders, compact excavators, and compact wheel loaders. Every New Holland model offers clean, responsive power, built-in comfort and versatility that helps you master any job, any challenge, anytime. Learn more. Stop by K&L Tractor in Fort Recovery today.
Okay, here we go. Arcanum with the ball. Fort Recovery pressing full court. They got a gal double team down there, and it's knocked out of bounds by Fort Recovery. Arcanum will have it back. 2 minutes to go in the game. 2:01 on the scoreboard clock. Again, outlining what we're doing here coming up. After my game here, we'll be joining Blackford at Muncie Central on the FM side at 100.9. Again, Blackford at Muncie Central with Ed Thurman coming up in girls basketball. On our other stations, 105.3 FM and 1440 AM, we'll have Jay County hosting Winchester. That'll be coming up here in just a moment on the AM side at 1440 AM and 105.3 FM. Timeout Arcanum. We'll be back in a moment.
6 years ago, I started on the line just like anybody else. I liked what I did, and I decided I wanted to learn as much as I could.
At Cooper Farms, we know that our team members are the key to our success.
I received a lot of training, and it just developed me into a leader that I am today, and they provided that all for me. I got promoted as supervisor. 2 years after that, I became the manager.
Apply online at cooperfarms.com. Cooper Farms, more than a workplace.
There are a lot of things you encounter running your farm that you just can't explain to somebody in a New York City cubicle over the phone. Hi, I'm Connor Rammel with Fort Recovery Insurance. I'm your neighbor, and a lot of what you encounter, I encounter too. I've worked with a lot of your neighbors and helped solve their insurance problems both on and off the farm. You've got unique farming challenges, and I've got a unique solution. We're your local agent for Ohio Mutual Insurance Group. Visit us at FortRecoveryInsurance.com.
And a special thanks to all of our great sponsors, you folks here in our broadcast tonight. We're broadcasting from Arcanum, Ohio tonight, the opening game of the year for the Fort Recovery Lady Indians. They're trailing 32-28, a four-point game. Arcanum, though, with the ball, minute 38 to go. Out front with it. Looks like Arcanum's trying to take some time off the clock here, leading by four. Arcanum drives in. Ball's deflected by Fort Recovery. Picked up by the Lady Indians. There's a foul on Arcanum. Falling on top of Kennedy Mollenkamp was Caroline Long. And let's see if that's going to be... It's not the 1-1 yet. In fact, they have two more before we go into the 1-1. 1:20 left. Give it to Maddie Guggenbiller. She's hit two threes here in recent times. We could use another one right now. Not over yet. Down comes Kennedy Mollenkamp. She will give to Maddie Guggenbiller outside. Being guarded very closely. Drives in, feeds off. And stolen by Arcanum. Stolen by Faith Wooten. Turnover, Lady Indians. There's a foul called on Callie Wendell. It's number four on Cali. Just poor shooting tonight has been our problem, has been our Achilles heel. Only trailing by four, despite the fact that we have shot just awful tonight. 32-28. 1 minute to go in the game. Free throws up and good by Arcanum's Brooke Anderson. She will have one more. Bouncing the basketball, lets it fly, and it is good. 34-28, 6-point lead. Down comes Kennedy Mollenkamp with the ball across the timeline. Right side to Maddie Guggenbiller. Drives in, fires, and oh, it doesn't go in. Got her own rebound, up no good. Rebound comes down to Sage Luthold. Luthold back out to Callie Wendell. Over to Maddie Guggenbiller, open from three. Yes, it goes down. Maddie Guggenbiller with a three-point basket again. And that makes it 34-31. 37 seconds to go, and timeout called by Fort Recovery. 34-31, a three-point game. Arcanum will have the ball when we resume action.
Hi, this is Jill Andrews of Calp Pharmacy, a Health Mart pharmacy. If you or a loved one is 65 or over, it's time to review your Medicare Part D coverage. Plan options continue to change every year. If you are concerned about the cost of your Medicare drugs and coverage, Calp Pharmacy can help with a free plan comparison to make sure you get the medications you need. To set up a free Medicare plan review, visit us in Fort Recovery, Ohio, Union City, and Bern, Indiana, or call 1-800-686-2314. Calp Pharmacy, caring for you and about you.
Here's the situation. 37 seconds left. Fort Recovery on defense, trailing by three. 34-31. Maddie Guggenbiller's three-point shooting. 9 points here in this quarter. Has gotten us back in the game. Down comes Arcanum. Underneath, up, and no good. Rebound comes down to, come on, Kennedy. Jump ball is going to be called, I think. And it's going to go to Arcanum on the alternating possession, doggone it. 26 seconds left. Well, if we can keep it at 3 points and then give Maddie Guggenbiller a chance to tie it up before time expires. Arcanum puts the ball in play, and there's a foul called on Carly Niekamp. Reaching in on Alexis Gibbons. Again, as soon as we're done here, we're going to go to Muncie Central to bring you the Blackford at Muncie Central girls basketball game. And also coming up on our AM side at 1440 AM, 105.3 FM, we're going to have Jay County basketball. Jay County hosting Winchester tonight. Here we go at the free throw line. Alexis Gibbons bounces the ball, puts it up, and it is off the back of the rim. No good. Rebound for recovery. Here's Callie Wendell. Over it goes to Carly Niekamp across the timeline. Now Kennedy Mollenkamp. There's Maddie Guggenbiller, wide open from three. It doesn't go this time. Rebound, Fort Recovery, Sage Luthold. There's Callie Wendell on a three. Oh, no good. Rebound back up, no good. Rebound, Fort Recovery. Back out to Callie Wendell on another three. Yes! It ties the game. Callie Wendell ties the game with her only basket of the night to make it 34-34. Wow. Callie Wendell hits a three-pointer, her only bucket of the game, and she ties it up at 34-34 with only a couple of seconds left on the clock. We'll be back. Timeout. We'll be back in a moment.
Hello, I'm Kenny Canute from K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio. For a tractor with big chore versatility and power, ask us at K&L Tractor in Fort Recovery about the 140 to 165 horsepower T7 series tractors from New Holland. They're the all-around workhorse you need for loading, haymaking, mixing feed, and spreading manure. They offer choice of transmissions and unmatched versatility to power implements on front or back. Plus, you work your best in the quiet comfort of a Horizon cab. See us at K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery today.
What an amazing comeback. It looked like the Lady Indians were in the grave, and they have been able to tie it up here. But Arcanum will still have a little time left. I'm not sure how much is on the clock. We'll see here in a moment. just a few seconds. Canham will put it in play. Actually, only 1 second left. So time for a heave, and that's going to be it. Here's a long pass down, and that's the end of regulation. Lady Indians tie it up at 34-34, scoring 15 points in the fourth quarter compared to only 6 points for Arcanum. We come back to tie this game up. We go to overtime. We'll be back in a moment.
For mechanical work on cars, vans, and more, see Wayne Oil on Fortside Street, Fort Recovery, Ohio. Farmers, don't forget, Wayne Oil opens daily at 7 a.m. They have tires by Michelin, Firestone, Goodyear, and Mastercraft. Plus, Wayne Oil supplies home, farm, and industrial heating oil, too. Call Wayne Oil in Fort Recovery, 419-375-4256.
Once again, as soon as we wrap this game up, we're going right away to Muncie Central. Blackford and Muncie Central tonight coming up for you Blackford fans listening in. That's in girls basketball. Blackford trying to remain undefeated on the year in girls basketball. That'll be here on the FM side at 100.9. And then don't forget Jay County's game with Winchester. It's coming right up on our AM side at 1440 AM, 105.3 FM. So we go to overtime here. Can Fort Recovery keep the momentum going, outscoring Arcanum in the final quarter, 15-6, to tie this game up at 34 all. Again, Maddie Guggenbiller had three threes, and Callie Wendell had that one big three at the end of regulation, her first basket of the entire game. Here we go. Jump ball to start the overtime. And it's going to go to Arcanum to start things off here. Outside it goes. And the ball is loose and on the deck. And we've got a, what are they going to call it? Jump ball. 34-34. And it's going to Fort Recovery on the alternating possession. Down comes Fort Recovery with the basketball. Here we go, Callie Wendell. On the left, here's Maddie Guggenbiller up, no good. Rebound back up by Sage Luthold, no good. Rebound comes down and goes out of bounds. I'm not sure Fort Recovery's ever led in this game. If they did, it was real early. They haven't led in the second half, I know that. Haven't led, actually, we might have led like 2-0, something like that. I think it was tied at 2-2, then Arcanum went ahead 3-2, and that's been all Arcanum since then. Here's a shot up and in. Nice drive. Putting it up and in was Alexis Gibbons. 36-34 score. Outside on the right side to Callie Wendell. Now here with the basketball. Carly Niekamp. Back outside. Here's Kennedy Mollenkamp with the ball. Mollenkamp will drive in and score. Mollenkamp scoring. That ties the game, 36-36. Arcanum with the basketball. Down they come. Over on the left side, back outside it goes. Here's a drive down the lane, wide open. Missing the shot, missing the wide open layup. And the ball's out of bounds. Who's going to have it? They're going to say Arcanum gets the ball back. They say Arcanum knocked the ball off of Kennedy Mollenkamp. 36-36, 2:08 to go in the overtime period here. Eva Colleague comes in for Fort Recovery. Maddie Guggenbiller will go out. Bounce pass comes in, stolen by Carly Niekamp. Niekamp over to Kennedy Mollenkamp. Mollenkamp comes down, drives to the hoop. No good. She's fouled. She'll be up for free throws to possibly put us ahead as the foul is called on Faith Wooten there. Kennedy Mollenkamp at the free throw line. Bounces the basketball. Puts it up, and it is good. Nice game for Kennedy tonight. She's got 11 points now. This is up and no good this time. It's a one-point Fort Recovery lead. First time we've led in the second half, 37-36. Arcanum with the ball, a minute 54 to go. On the left corner, there's a shot up by Gibbons. Good, a three-pointer by Alexis Gibbons. And that puts Arcanum back in the lead by two at 39-37. Fort Recovery with the ball. Loose, jump ball is going to be called. Going to call a jump ball. Actually, two Lady Trojans had their hands on the ball. But it is going to go to Arcanum. Again, as soon as we're done here, we're going to Muncie Central to bring you the game between Blackford and Muncie Central. And on our other stations, we'll have Jay County and Winchester coming right up as well. So stay tuned for that at 1440 AM, 105.3 FM. Out front with the basketball. Right side it goes to Wooten. Has it knocked away. Got it back. And there is a timeout called by Arcanum. Timeout Arcanum. 120 to go. Lady Indians trail by two, 39-37.
At the St. Henry Bank, we take pride in taking care of you, and we want you to know that it's never too early to start planning for your retirement. Let's face it, in this day and age, you can no longer solely depend on Social Security and your pension to get you through your retirement years. At the St. Henry Bank, we're here to help. We're your retirement planning center, and we can show you the different ways to plan best for your future. Taking care of you. Stop in and see us today. The St. Henry Bank in St. Henry and Maria Stein, large enough to serve you, small enough to know you. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
It's been quite a game. Fort Recovery trailed 28-19 going into the fourth quarter and then outscored Arcanum 15-6 in that last quarter to tie it up at 34-all. Right now, Arcanum leads by two. They have the ball, 39-37 with 1:20 to go in the game, maybe. 1:20 to go in the first overtime. Pass comes inside. Now on the left it goes. Back outside. Stolen by Sage Luthold. Fort Recovery with the ball. Here comes Kennedy Mollenkamp down the court. Double team. Still goes anyway. Stops. Feeds off here to Carly Niekamp. Then tried to get it inside to Maddie Guggenbiller. And there's a foul called on Arcanum. That's going to put Maddie to the free throw line. A chance to tie this game up. Maddie has not had a free throw tonight. She has a total of 16 points in the game on four threes and two 2-point bowls. No free throws yet. This one's up and it is good. This would tie the game at 39-all. Maddie Guggenbiller at the free throw line. Puts it up, and it is no good this time. Rebound, Sage Luthold. She scores, and that puts the Indians ahead. 40-39, Fort Recovery up by one. Arcanum brings it down the court, 48 seconds left. Back outside. On the left it goes to Miller. Ashlyn Miller with the ball. She'll feed it off over here to Brooke Anderson. And back out top. And Sage Luthold knocks it out of bounds. Arcanum will have it right in front of the Arcanum bench. Fort Recovery leads by one, 40-39 here in this overtime period. Again, you Blackford fans, stay with us. We'll have the Blackford-Muncie Central game coming right up right after this game is over. Outside with it. On the left it goes. Out top. Right side now. Top of the key. Dribbling with the ball. Here's a drive, and there's a foul called on Fort Recovery. Fort Recovery fans wanted traveling there on Arcanum, but they did not get the call. 14 seconds left at the free throw line. Alexis Gibbons. She can put Arcanum ahead with two free throws. The first one is in the air. It is good. That ties it up. She will have one more. This could put Arcanum ahead. Dribbles the ball, puts it in the air. It is good again. Arcanum has taken the lead, 41-40, with 14 seconds left in the game. Maybe we're in the first overtime. We'll be back in a moment.
A lot of land comes with a lot of work. The Kubota MX Series has a lot to offer. Part of our under 100-horsepower tractor lineup, rated number one for reliability, they feature the versatility to mow, move hay bales, grade roads, and clear brush and snow. Visit your local Kubota dealer today. Go to KubotaUSA.com for full disclaimer.
Your local Kubota dealer is Hall Brothers in Fort Recovery, Ohio.
At Cooper Farms, family first isn't just a saying. It's our culture.
I like that the company has a value system that I can subscribe to. Things that are important to the organization are also things that are important to me. We have very caring and competent leaders that value family.
Join the family. Apply online at CooperFarms.com. Cooper Farms, more than a workplace.
Well, this has been an exciting game. We're in overtime, down to 14 seconds left to go in the game. Fort Recovery has the ball, down by one, 41-40. Again, stay tuned, you Blackford fans. As soon as we wrap this game up, we're going to Muncie Central to bring you the Blackford-Muncie Central game. And Jay County's game will be on our other stations at 1440 AM and 105.3 FM. Down to 9.6 seconds, and Coach Holly Gann calls timeout for the Fort Recovery Lady Indians. Indians down by one, 41-40. Who's going to take the last shot for the Indians?
Your home is your biggest investment, and at the St. Henry Bank, we can show you how you can make the equity you've built up in your home work for you. With a home equity loan from the St. Henry Bank, you can use the money to make your home improvements, consolidate credit card debt, pay for college, take that dream vacation you've always wanted. The St. Henry Bank helps you unlock endless possibilities. Stop in and see us today.
We take pride in taking care of you.
The St. Henry Bank in St. Henry and Maria Stein, large enough to serve you, small enough to know you. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Well, it's pretty much not a given, but probably somebody's going to go away with a one-point victory tonight. Right now, Arcanum is in the lead at 41-40 after Alexis Gibbons hits two free throws to put them back on top. Fort Recovery needs a basket to win the game. What's the play going to be? Coach Holly Gann has outlined it. What a way to start the year with an overtime game here at Arcanum for Fort Recovery. Maddie Guggenbiller will put the ball in play. Having trouble, gets it to Callie Wendell. Wendell down to 7 seconds left now. Wendell works her way to the left, back to the right, feeds over here to Carly Niekamp. No good, rebound, and Fort Recovery loses the game 41-40. Fort Recovery falls 41-40. To the Arcanum Lady Trojans.
Tonight's special sports coverage on Fort Recovery Radio was being brought to you by
WPGW AM and FM Portland.